This is Colorado Public Radio News and KRCC. I'm Vic Vella. Cold weather this week means more homeless people in Colorado will look for shelter. In Denver, a new facility opened last night that adds several dozen beds and allows people to spread out a little more. Major Mike Dickinson is with the Salvation Army.
We've really been trying since March 13th to provide more social distancing. It's just taken a while for everybody to figure this out.
Another facility opened Thursday at the National Western Complex. The beds there are spaced out at least 6 feet apart and houses more than 700 people. Colorado fire chiefs have asked the governor to implement a six-month fire ban. That's according to the Gazette. Fire chiefs hope that fewer wildfires means firefighters can be available for other emergencies like the coronavirus. But just yesterday, a big grass fire started burning in southeastern Colorado near La Junta. The Bent's Fort fire has burned more than 1,200 acres. There's a chance for snow there today, but it could be windy. And five golf courses around Pueblo will reopen tomorrow, but only for area residents. The courses will have rules meant to maintain social distancing. That means no club rentals, and only people from the same household can ride in a golf cart together. Other areas have approached golf during the coronavirus outbreak in different ways. Colorado Springs has rules similar to Pueblo, while Denver courses have been closed since mid-March. A winter weather advisory for the mountains today. The high country could get several inches of snow. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.